This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you want to check us out online, we're going to go over there in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Google search that with Bradley Dean, double E, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You'll find the page. You can't miss it. You can also jump over to Sons of Liberty. Radio.com. Again, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You can also call us over the next 45 minutes, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if you're a first-time listener, that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And we can always say true that. And friends, I also want to say this. What we're going to talk about today, if you're ready to be enraged, this is going to help. It really is. You're going to get angry as to what's going on. And I also want to let you know, too, before we go over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, folks, that I'm picking up as to what columnists that are actually a part of the fight, as to what they're doing out there in the culture war concerning their particular facet, whatever it is that they are. If they're an attorney, great. If they're a preacher, great. If they're just out there on the streets confronting the issues, they're activists, great, but they're righteous activists, they're righteous preachers, and they're righteous attorneys. That's the columnists and contributors that we have over at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And before we jump over, because I'm going to get there in just a moment, I want you to know, and our forefathers understood this clearly. As a matter of fact, it was Noah Webster that said this, but this is going to premise everything we're going to be talking about today. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from, vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. It really is that simple. So in saying that, you do need to understand that every issue that we're dealing with right now, we're dealing with that which is offensive towards a just and a holy God, a departure from his moral law. Now, I want you to also remember, friends, that Christ Jesus did not abrogate the moral law. The Ten Commandments are erected high, and they will never come down. He did fulfill the ceremonial law, so make a distinction. That is important, okay? And also keep in mind concerning that moral law that Jesus Christ fulfilled that law, right? And we're saved by grace through faith and not of ourselves. It is the gift of God, Ephesians 2:8. But keep in mind, nowhere can you find Jesus Christ lower the law. He always magnified that moral law, and he was a preacher of the circumcision, Romans 15 verse 8. So again, America, you are the Gentiles, not the Jews. Unto the Jews was given the oracles of God, that being the moral commandments of God, the Torah, the law of God. Okay? So you have that. That's important for you to understand. And that's why we're established on something called the Mosaic Institution, called common law in the United States of America. So let's do this. Let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm going to highlight some of the articles real quick. And then what we're going to get to is I'm going to get to what's going to make you angry. And if it doesn't make you angry, I have a question for you. Where is the spirit of righteousness, the Holy Ghost, in any sense of the word? And if you're not saved, hopefully by the end of the show, you're going to put it into perspective and get saved. Amen? Okay, so on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have an upstate New York Girl Scouts to allow transgenders to join their troops. Do you see where this is going? Again, highlighting what's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Upstate New York Girl Scouts to allow transgenders to join their troops. Oh, by the way, did you see just today, friends? As a matter of fact, I believe it was ABC News that actually highlighted it. Good for them. It must have been a reporter that was actually doing his job. But did you see what took place in Target, friends? At a Target store, we had an individual that was being filmed by a woman that this peeping Tom was trying to film. She was filming him, and she also caught wind that he was following her from store to store. But he felt safe enough to go into a Target and actually begin to peep in on her. She chased him down. He was arrested. This was on ABC News. Couldn't believe it, but you know what? Good for him. We have a journalist over there. So it coincides as to what's going over here at the Girl Scouts. And I wanted to highlight this too, because I want people to understand that when you actually fund the Girl Scouts, which started out as a good organization, which it no longer is. Neither is the Boy Scouts or the Cub Scouts, friends, because we see that again. The American people have allowed the victims to basically stampede over the top of anybody and everybody concerning the Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, and the Girl Scouts. In other words, the homosexuals just came in there and they tore down all the laws and they had to go ahead and have the absolute authority and the last word and everything that goes on over there, and the American people stood down. And now what we're seeing across the boards is these young people and the parents are taking their kids out of these organizations, which is good. But the fact of the matter is, folks, how long can you paint yourself in the corner before there's no more room to paint yourself into any more corner, because there's none left, right? You deserve to know what Girl Scout Cookies funds. Did you know that when you buy Girl Scout cookies, new Girl Scouts of the USA, GS USA CEO, Anna Marie Chavez, has been a guest speaker for a member of a pro-abortion feminist coalition in Texas, even though she claims to be Catholic? Folks, everybody claims that they're Christians in this country for the most part, but you judge them by their fruit. Matthew 7. Former GS USA CEO Kathy Klonginger publicly admitted on NBC Today show in 2004 that Girl Scout troops and councils partner with Planned Parenthood across the country to provide good and information-based explicit sex education. She has not retracted that statement. This is the Girl Scouts of America, friends. Girl Scouts recently admitted that they have been welcoming and hiding transgenders, boys who wish they were girls, in Girl Scout troops throughout the U.S. As a result, conservative troops are leaving in protest, and the gay and lesbian communities are cheering. How does that work, folks? They just want to destroy. You got to understand, everything they do, they destroy, friends, because they know for the most part people are going to put up with their reprobate minds and their wickedness in any sense of the word. Hey, furthermore, friends, have you seen the sex crimes concerning Boy Scouts and the Cub Scouts? I mean, folks, it's over the top. Right? And you know why they're doing what they're doing today? Because the American people didn't bring forth judgment upon the heads of those that actually violated the law concerning their kids. And if they did, guess what? The state-controlled narrative was to keep you in the unknow rather than the know.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Real Estate Agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender, license and all 58, NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Talking about what's going on, sonsoflibertymedia.com, folks. This is brand new news across the boards, okay? Wanted to let you know, we were just talking about the New York Girl Scouts to allow transgenders to join their troops. Folks, notice how it's all aimed at the children once again. And I can't reiterate that point, folks. Why does it keep going there? And continuously, these people are lying to the American people and say, oh, it's not about the kids. It's not about the kids. Oh, yeah, it is about the kids. It's all aimed at the kids every step of the way. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Democrats fear violence at convention. They don't want to go back to the 1968 riots. Well, folks, if you could see what's going on across the boards concerning, you know, the race between Hillary Clinton, the criminal herself, and the communist himself, none other than Bernie Sanders, well, you can see that the people are in an uproar over what's going on because they see that those that are actually leading the voting that's taking place in these conventions, friends, that they're seeing that they're just taking away votes from Bernie Sanders and they're handing them over to Hillary Clinton and they're trying to hide this information. You can see the videos out there, friends, and you can see them trying to basically smack down anybody that would oppose them or ask for a recount or whatever the case might be. And this is what you need to understand. They're using Communist Manifesto tactics here. And it goes back to Saul Alinsky. It all goes back to Satan himself, the liar where there's no truth in him. Read John 8:44 when you get a moment. But in saying that, friends, this is what's going on. They're stealing away from Bernie Sanders to give over to Hillary Clinton. Now, again, neither one of them are legitimate candidates for the presidency of the United States of America. Hillary's a criminal, and Bernie Sanders is a traitor to the American way in every step of the way, folks. He's a communist. End of story. But that's on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, they're stealing away votes from Bernie Sanders, where you can see he is winning the young people across the boards, filling in auditoriums. And with Hillary Clinton, as I've stated so many times, who does not have the support, they will not show you the people that show up for her events. Why? Because they don't want you to see that there's very far and few between that are actually supporting the likes of Hillary Clinton. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Texas Border Patrol agents arrest Pakistani Muslim who lied to the feds, of course. And guess what happens, friends? He goes all the way up to the flagpole, and then they're released again to assault the American people on another day. And that's exactly what we've seen out of Guantanamo Bay concerning this administration. Again, every step of the way, friends, he's releasing them. They're going back to the Middle East. They're basically getting themselves ready to go ahead and attack America on another day. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Turkey doesn't want Syrian refugees, so the EU is paying $3.3 billion to export them. Why is that, friends? How come their governments aren't taking care of them? And again, if their country and in their country, and if their God was God, then why is it that they have to come to America? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Did you hear about this one? This is crazy. You can watch the video. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Video of man saving woman from knife attack at Target. Target files lawsuit against the man that saved the woman. I mean, folks, this is so crazy. It's backwards judgment. That is the definition of a reprobate. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Everything you need to know about the Muslim kamikaze. Egypt Air's Flight 804 pilot. Again, folks, we're finding terror is involved. And again, friends, I want to reiterate, and I want you to understand that we do have legitimate enemies. Folks, there's no question about it, but much of it is contrived by your own governments, namely the CIA, along with, in cahoots with, none other than the military-industrial complex. Do your homework. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, United Methodist Church reverses their pro-abortion position. Isn't that interesting how they just come along at any time that they want? It's like the Pope or any other denomination. They just go ahead and they walk in contrast to the Word of God. Then they wonder why they get in trouble. Then again, nations are judged. And folks, here we have it all over again and over again and over again. Oh, furthermore, it's interesting to know that we have all these denominations. And why is that? Because man wants to go ahead and deconstruct the Word of God and give you his interpretation in which the Holy Ghost didn't give. And notice it's always without the cross. God said, "Thou shalt not kill." He hates hands that shed innocent blood. Exodus 20, and go over to Proverbs 6, right? But the United Methodist Church comes in and says, you know what, we're for abortion, that's okay. So they walk outside of, there are a bunch of outlaws concerning the Word of God. They are anti-Christ, so that means God has nothing to do with them. But yet the American people still fall for the fact that they're still a legitimate church, because after all, they're a 501c3. But wait a second, it doesn't matter if they're a 501c3 or not. If they're not walking according to the Word of God, that means that they're heretical. And folks, these people are heretical. But the good news is they're turning back to the position of the Bible, in which they should have never left. So good for them. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Phoenix Artists. Here we have it again, friends. You're going to hear more about this until you deal with it. Phoenix Artists threatened with jail for not serving sodomite wedding. Do you hear me? Phoenix Artists. Now, this is the third one that we know of, friends, where the homosexuals, the sodomites, are attacking individuals that will not serve them. They have the right to serve in whom they will, when they will, and how they will. That is their perspective. That is their right, friends. The state has no business going in and forcing anybody to do anything that stands contrary to their conscience first and foremost. But here we have in Phoenix artists that are threatened with jail for not serving a sodomite wedding. They don't have to, friends. This is ridiculous. Try to turn it around. See how that works out, folks, because they're denying heterosexuals all day. As a matter of fact, they're attacking them every step of the way, are they not? Yes. Now people are beginning to understand what I've been saying for 6 years. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Did you know Muslims in Germany are persecuting 40,000 Christians? Of course. That's why they were sent there in the first place. By the way, keep in mind, folks, Germany continues to import them. She was just recently, Angela Merkel, that devil herself, she's the one that said Germany belongs to the Muslims, to Islam. You know, but the question I have for you is, how is it that a handful of people are ruling 80 million people in Germany? How is it that they're dictators over there? How is it that they're ruling the rules concerning the 80 million population in Germany? How is that? Because the 80 million people are tolerating the crimes of a few, just like America is, just like any other country is. Folks, it always comes back. Therein lies the resolve. You have it right there. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Ah, my goodness. Hate crime hoaxes illustrate the left's lack of character. Folks, again, keep in mind, I got to keep saying these things. It's not tedious for me to do so. There wouldn't be a left if the right was doing the right thing all of the time. The left is the fruit of a disobedient people that claim to be the right. There's no better way to say it, friends. And that is true every step of the way. That is true every step of the way. Now, speaking of this article, I think it's important that people do understand. Oh, my goodness. People are going to get jacked here. Here, let me just say it this way. When we look at what's going on across the boards, I have over 100 fake hate crimes right now. In the USA alone, fake hate crimes. And the reason that they are being busted for fake hate crimes is because they weren't busted the first time for their crimes against God and the American people. See what happens when you let it go the first step? It's just like when I warned the people 6 years ago concerning the NEA. And it's not just gay sodomite crimes, friends. These are racial issues that are being incited by the administration on a daily basis. When you don't drop the law on the crime when you first see it, like I just said, concerning the sodomite communities, when I told the people when I was doing high school assemblies across the country that the NEA, the National Education Association, if you want to call them that, they had a homosexual caucus. I said that wasn't good enough. Now they have a drag queen caucus. I said, if you think they're going to stop there, you have another thing coming. God destroys nations for what you're tolerating today, friends. If you would have dealt with it right off the bat and kept the laws high and towering over the crimes of the sodomites, because it's a felony in every state of America, it still is, friends. There is no state in the United States of America where they have anything called homosexual marriage where it's legal, because God didn't give the state the right to go ahead and do that, nor did the people in our constitutional republic give the state to take away our right and to offer a privilege to those that stand against the God that gave us our rights. If you would have dealt with it right off the bat, America, when I began to warn you about what they were doing, and if you would have listened and took heed to the warnings that they're not going to stop here, now what they're doing, friends, they're so set on creating enemies and blaming the innocent for their crimes, folks, that they are now creating self-hate crimes to basically blame the innocent at every step. When I get back, I'm going to give you some of these. Well, I'm going to give you a handful concerning the time that I have allotted. And that which is left, I'm going to give you a handful of self-created hate crimes, brand new. And folks, if this doesn't make you mad, I don't know what's going to make you mad. Okay? 1-866-582-9933, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hope you're having a good day. But friends, this is happening in your country. Cops! Iowa student from Naperville lied about being a victim of hate crime. Who's feeding this, friends? A black University of Iowa student from Naperville lied about being the victim of a hate crime when he's actually an aggressor during several drunken fights that began inside of a bar, police said Tuesday. Marcus Owens, 19, told police that he was attacked in an alley April 30th by three white men who hurled racial slurs and beat him, damaging his eye socket, knocking out his front teeth, and cutting his lip. The claim stoked safety concerns and exposed minority students' distrust, basically, friends, distrust of university leaders. But a two-week investigation by Iowa City Police found that a heavily intoxicated Owens was an instigator during several altercations that began inside the Eden Lounge early May 1st and continued in downtown streets. One of the fights involved Owens and some of his friends beating someone who used a racial epithet, the police said. Police said Tuesday that Owens, a 2015 graduate of Valley High School in Aurora, would not face charges for filing a false report, fighting, or underage drinking, and that they would not seek restitution to recover the cost of their investigation. Why do they do it, friends? That's why they do it. They do it because they know they can do it. But what does the Bible tell us? What does the law tell us, friends, when these sorts of things happen? Well, we used to in this country be in a position where we loved God, we loved each other, and we did unto others as we would have them do unto us. But what happens if they create the crime? Well, it tells us in the book of Deuteronomy 19, verse 15, one witness shall not rise up against any man for any iniquity or for any sin in any sin that he sinneth. That means to violate God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. At the mouth of two witnesses or at the mouth of three witnesses shall the matter be established. Not because one guy said so, If a false witness rise up against any man to testify against him that which is wrong, then both the men between whom the controversy is, there wasn't any, friends, he just made accusations to incite riot within the college. Okay? But again, Scripture tells us then both men between whom the controversy is shall stand before the Lord, before the priests and the judges, which shall be in those days. And the judges shall make diligent inquisition. Okay? Well, they've done that. And they found this individual to be the creator of his own crime. Okay? And behold, if the witness be a false witness, which this individual has been found out to be a liar, and has testified falsely against his brothers, against three white people, then you shall do unto him as he had thought to have done unto his brother, so shalt thou put away evil from among you. But what if you tolerate it? Well, then you breed it. And those which remain shall hear and fear of the judgment that you pronounced on that individual, friends, and shall henceforth commit no more such evil among you. And thine eye shall not pity, but life shall go for life, eye for eye, tooth for a tooth, hand for hand, foot for a foot. Folks, that's never been abrogated in this country. I don't know where people are getting up thinking, well, you know, Jesus was more loving and kind under grace. No, as a matter of fact, just the exact opposite. The law said the soul that sins, friends, it shall be put to death for its sin, right? That's the law. Under grace, that even if you look, you've already committed the act of sin. So I'm trying to figure out how people are taking that and they're lowering the law when grace magnifies the act and the violation of the law. But here again, friends, keep in mind, no charges are going to be filed against him for a false report. No charges are going to be filed against this guy for fighting or underage drinking. Folks, why do they do what they do? Because they're allowed to do it. Furthermore, friends, they're encouraged to do it. That's what's even scarier about all this, friends. What kind of a world are you willing to leave your children, friends? The law is not doing its job, friends. Lower the law and you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. That's exactly what they're doing. They're not deterring crime. They're encouraging the crime. You ready for this one? Talking about fake hate crimes. Okay? Racism charges brought in bus incident and their unraveling upset university at Albany. Three girls. By the way, they just happen to be black. And I'm not making an issue of color, friends, but they are. So that's what I'm highlighting here. The allegations set social media ablaze, sowing shock and outrage as it went. Three black students at the university at Albany had been attacked on a city bus by a group of white men who used racial slurs as other passengers, and the driver sat silently by. Who's encouraging this, friends? Who is encouraging these young people? These people are going to be in government soon enough, friends, and they're going to rule over you, and they're going to accuse you of crimes that you did not commit, and you're seeing that happen on a daily basis in this country. How many people right now are sitting behind bars for crimes they did not commit? But because they said so, it must be the case. These are the people that are creating self-inflicted hate crimes that are blaming the innocent, folks. They're blaming the innocent. The January 30th episode reported to the police would draw hundreds of people to a campus rally against racism. An emotional response from the university's president and even the attention of guess who, friends? The deviless herself, Hillary Clinton, Jezebel, who condemned the act on Twitter. She said, "We are shocked, upset, but we will remain unbroken." One of the young women who reported the assault, Asha Burwell, said at the rally on February 1st, "We stand here with strength because we value our worth as black women and as human beings in general." But only a few weeks later, what seemed to be the latest iteration of a now familiar debate about race on campus. See, they got to keep it alive, friends. They're feeding this. The protests, the anguish, soul searching, the calls for greater faculty diversity and administrative changes has metastasized into a controversy of an even more scorching kind. The allegations, the authorities said, was a lie. It was a lie. Surveillance videos didn't support the accounts of the young women. Hello? Miss Burwell, Alexis Briggs, and Ariel Agudio. Neither did the statements of multiple fellow passengers. Rather than being victims of a hate crime, the authorities said the women had been the aggressors, hitting a 19-year-old white woman on the bus. Who's creating this? Folks, you can watch the video. See how they have to put themselves in the position of the victim? Because they want your sympathy, friends, but what you're not doing, you're taking it for face value, but what you're not doing is you're not doing your due diligence. And folks, you better bet your bottom dollar they mean to strengthen themselves against the innocent, and that's exactly what I'm highlighting right now. It reminds me of Jesus going up to the cross. I'm reading the book of Luke. Been in there all morning. And all these women bewailing Christ going to the cross for something he didn't do. And Pilate knew he didn't do it, and so did Herod. But because they wanted a people please and appease the people, guess what? They delivered them up to what? The hypocrites themselves, the religious hypocrites and the Herodians and the hypocrites, friends. And isn't it interesting, Barabbas? You know, he was a murderer in the insurrection. Isn't that exactly the crime that they were committing against the innocent Christ? You better bet your bottom dollar. And notice they also had to deliver him up in the absence of the multitude. Because that's the only way that they could do it. They feared the people. Folks, just like the state-controlled narrative. Just set the narrative. Just set the narrative. Just set the narrative. I'll take the pictures and I'll create the war. That's exactly what you're letting them do, friends. But see, the good people in this country actually stood up and they found those that were the victims or claiming to be the victims were in fact the perpetrators. People are becoming more dangerous, folks, and they're zeroing in on your young. And the philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation is going to be the philosophy taught in the next in government, friends. And that's what I'm trying to avoid here. And you've already got them. You've already tolerated for 7¾ years a criminal that is pouring gas onto these young people, even going so far, friends, in many cases, to pay these provocateurs. You do need to understand, they are being paid in many cases. I'm not saying these are thus far, but I am saying that they are paying provocateurs to create their own crimes. The judge who oversaw the arraignment called the charges shameful. Oh, really? Is that it? It was a turnabout tailor-made to delight conservative media outlets and to ignite social media recriminations. Folks, that's all they had to do is apologize. And that's it. Nothing more, nothing less. They tell a criminal he can keep doing what he's always done, and we'll pay you to do it. We'll use you as useful idiots. Hey, folks, what do you think they're going to do? I mean, folks, this is like telling a criminal that wants to break into your house. The government's now coming in and saying, hey, go break into that house. And what we'll do is if they retaliate, we'll chase them down with a state-controlled narrative. We'll send a bunch of useful idiots on them and get the story completely up on its head, getting everybody feeling for the perpetrator rather than the victim. That's exactly what's going on here. That's exactly what's going on. And, folks, you're drinking the Kool-Aid. And why are you drinking the Kool-Aid? Folks, this is so far out there. But again, friends, I've been warning you about this for a long time. A long time. This is what happens when you leave off God's moral law. This is what you create. You feed into the reprobate who mean to destroy. Here's another one for you. Pastor admits he lied about a Whole Foods incident that caused public outcry. A homosexual pastor? Really? Can you show me that in Scripture? Folks, you want to talk about... And furthermore, you can't make this stuff up. I've gotten to 2 of them out of the 100 that have happened in the United States. This one just happened May 16th, friends. I'm going to get to it right when I get back on the other side. This is called daring the justice of God.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, and this day of sissified Christianity is sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
So, let me go back to this, friends. I'm telling you what. You want to get my dander up? Go here. No matter what I do in ministry, I always have somebody with me. That's what Jesus said, go and choose. There was a reason for that. Friends, it's getting to the point where you can't even do anything by yourself, especially when you're a public person. And you have to surround yourself with layers of people that will protect the truth. I mean, this is so far out there, like I shared earlier. But I was just saying to somebody right during the break here, why is it, America, that you're allowing this criminal to literally pour the gas on the young people? You know, they're talking about this racism. Folks, it doesn't apply here. And furthermore, I've shared with you folks, this is a communist tactic. They want to browbeat dissenters. They want to tear down the laws. They want to exchange positions. They want to be the head and they want you to be the tail. That's a part of the curse, Deuteronomy 28. But again, what happens when someone brings false accusation? Well, Scripture tells us in Deuteronomy 19:18, the judge shall make diligent inquisition. But folks, both created hate crimes that I'm talking about and I've highlighted thus far, they've been busted. But they didn't drop the hammer on their crimes. But the Scripture, and by the way, so do our laws in this country, apply to those that are false witnesses. It's called perjury, friends. I shared with you when we were in Williamsburg what they used to do with people that would lie. They would nail their ears to the stocks. Well, their hands were through and their feet were through the stocks. They would nail through their ear for 1 hour each side of their head. And this is where earmarks actually was conceived. And the point is when they pull the nail out of their ears concerning earmarks, concerning those that perjured themselves or lied, they would cut their ear off many times. And the reason they did that is because they wanted them, first of all, to repent before God, Psalm 51:17, Isaiah 66:2. But they also wanted other colonies to know, this guy is a liar. Here's some earmarks. They would physically mark them to know that this person couldn't be trusted. That's what they would do. Because magistrates in the United States of America after the Revolution were actually administering canon law, ecclesiastical law, church law, God's moral law. And see, that's where we get common law from. But saying that, friends, it says this, it says, and the judges shall make diligent inquisition, and behold, if the witness be a false witness, and has testified falsely against his brother, then shall you do unto him as he had thought to have done unto his brother, so shalt thou put the evil away from among you. And when you bring judgment, the message is, and what's the beginning of the fear of the Lord, friends, besides wisdom? In the beginning, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But by the fear of the Lord, men depart from lawlessness, from committing the crime before God. And those which remain shall hear and fear. They should be afraid to commit the crime. Did you hear what I said? They should be afraid. That's the purpose of government, to remain or to restrain men from sin. Government should drop the hammer upon those that are creating their own self-inflicted hate crimes, but they're not. They're letting them off scot-free. But the Bible says just exactly the opposite. And by the way, when you look up state statute, you'll find the same thing. Soft judges produce hardened criminals, and I'll tell you what, these judges that are overlooking the law and smacking hands of those offenders, repeat offenders, namely friends, do you not realize that they're encouraging them to commit the crime again? But these dummies, they don't understand that their kids are involved at the end of the day. But they don't care about their kids. They care about the now. And those which remain shall hear and fear, and shall henceforth commit no more any such evil among you. Now listen carefully. This has never changed. An eye, and thine eye shall not pity them, but life shall go for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, and foot for foot. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Let me bring up another one. A sodomite pastor. Friends, this is what's happening because you're accepting this, admits he lied about a Whole Foods incident caused by a public outcry. Now what's interesting to note about this, friends, it says love wins, and then it says right on the cake, fag. Okay? A Texas pastor caused a public outcry. Where is this outcry coming from, friends? The state-controlled narrative. Okay? Now, he claimed that a cake he bought at a Whole Foods was decorated with a homophobic slur. Folks, homophobic, really what that means? See, they put a word to the law, and instead of taking the law because they know they're violating the law and the people don't know the difference anymore in this country, what they do is they try to create law abiders out to be the criminals. That's where the word homophobic comes from. Okay? Homophobic, you're afraid of homosexuals. No, I'm not afraid of homosexuals. You better back up. Because the law stands against your sodomy and your lifestyle. And I will enforce the law. Okay? But they have to name call and browbeat, just like I was talking about with Leon Trotsky. He was a part of Stalin's regime, his murderous regime. They came up with these words like racism to browbeat anybody that disagreed with them. That's all that's going on here, friends. We're ruled by law. Not by opinion, not by name calling. But going back here, friends, Jordan Brown, an open sodomite, a pastor, folks, he's not a pastor, at Austin Church of Open Doors is now reversing those claims and dropping a lawsuit he filed against Whole Foods after the company threatened a countersuit. See what happens when people stand up? He's backing off. It's not good enough for them to just threaten with the lawsuit. It's now good enough to actually drop the law on this individual's crimes. And just think about this. The New York Times even reported it. I mean, folks, they have no shamefacedness. They have whore's foreheads. They're not ashamed of what they do. In a statement on Monday, Brown said the company did nothing wrong. I was wrong to pursue this matter and use the media, said this sodomite, to perpetuate this story. I want to apologize to Whole Foods and its team members for questioning the company's commitments to its values, and especially the bakery associate, who I understood was put in a terrible position because of my actions. He accused Whole Foods of selling him a cake decorated with the words, "Love wins, fag." That's what it says. He posted a tearful video about it last month. And when I got into my vehicle, I looked inside and saw that they had wrote, "Love wins, fag" on it. That's what he said. Brown said in the video, "You can see it's nice and clear. Also, it's a nice, it's a sealed box. As you see, I have not opened up this box yet." Huh. The suit read that Pastor Jordan spent the remainder of the day in tears. The potential for racial, sexual, religious, and anti-LGBT slurs to be written on personalized cakes is high, and Whole Foods knew or should have known that the slurs or harassing messages should be written on cakes and then presented to a customer without any oversight or prior warning. Folks, do you not see what they're doing? They're trying to create law against the law. Satan divided against himself will what? Fall. A house divided against itself will what? Fall. Do you see how they're self-inflicting? The countersuit claims that Brown intentionally, knowing, and falsely accused Whole Foods and its employees of writing the homophobic slur on a custom-made cake that he ordered from WFM's Lamar store in Austin, Texas. The company also released a statement saying that it reviewed security footage. See, this is where they get in trouble, friends. Security footage, and determined that Brown had tampered with the cake. Guess who did it, friends? He did. And I want to tell you, and I'm telling you, this is in my heart by the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, when you drop the law on these individuals, you know what you're going to find? You're going to open up a can of worms concerning other crimes they have committed against others. You can mark my words on it. You ever notice how an individual gets busted for a crime, and then all of a sudden there's a whole trail of other crimes? Yep. And that's exactly what this individual's trying to do. He's trying to stop it before it goes too far. Hopefully for this company, they go all the way through because he already brought it too far. I mean, America, when is enough enough? And this is where it's going now. Now, going back to what I said earlier, it reminds me of when Jesus was being crucified. And on the way up to Calvary, the women were bewailing him, Scripture tells us. And remember, Jesus rightly turned around and said, "Hey, don't cry for me. Cry for you and your children. Because if they'll do this in a dry tree, if they do this in a green tree, what will they do in a dry tree?" In other words, if you allow them to do this with the knowledge and light that you have now, what are you going to do when I'm gone? Folks, I have another one right in front of me. Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Another hate crime, self-inflicted hate crime. Another racial crime, folks. But again, I have to ask you the question. Why are you allowing an individual to raise up your children? Why are you allowing this administration to breed racism, folks, as they call it, not me? Why are you allowing them to resurrect that which has been dead and buried for how many years in this country now? It doesn't belong to us. You understand? My Bible tells me our Father created this all. All nations are of one blood, not 14. But here you have a government, corrupt government, trying to divide the people to create domestic insurrection. Love you by what we do. Talking 23. See ya.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.